Ladies and gentlemen, the newlywed game, where love is going to blossom. It's going to blossom right in front of your ears.
We hope.
We got a studio full of sandwich makers.
Gee, dude.
Wow.
It's amazing you can find anybody to love you. Seriously.
On. That's funny.
Don't listen to him, ladies. Don't listen to him.
Some of those ladies, they're strong. They could definitely... Go ahead. Your mics are on now. Sorry. All right. So the guys have been sequestered in the lobby.
They're making friends.
Yeah, we don't trust them. We don't trust them because, you know, we have somebody out there making sure there's no noise. They can't hear anything. There's no cell phones. There's no cheating. Are you Facebook Living this?
I am.
Okay, so you can see it on Facebook.
Hi, Facebook Live.
Gizmo,
on my good side.
Gizmo rolls into the studio.
It's okay. I've been freezing all morning. I'm scared.
He rolls into the studio this morning.
Turkey's done.
Well, all right. What? Just focus.
I am.
All morning long, he's been staring at him, telling me how cold I am, and now we're on Facebook Live.
Because I'm cold. I'm like, we know. We know.
I didn't even know.
No, that shirt isn't good for that.
No, not at all. Right.
Well, anyway.
I have some bandages.
Oh, yeah. No,
all
yeah.
Right.
Okay, I see.
Okay. Can I wrangle control of this and we can move it forward? That would be awesome. Okay. So this is how it's going to work. The newlywed game, just like the old TV show where they ask couples questions. Ladies, I'm going to ask you four questions. You write your answers down. Okay? You tip your answers upside down so they can't, the answers, you know, facing down. Then we bring in the gentleman. We'll sit him next to you. We'll ask the question to them. They give the answer and then you reveal then what you wrote. And if you match, you get a point. It's that simple. Okay? Is everybody good?
We're ready.
I'm good.
Okay, so we have... Hold on.
Kayla's good.
We have
I'm good.
Victoria, Rachel, Crystal, and Felicia are in studio with us. And
Bye, Felicia.
Bye.
Who's coming?
You were going to do it, too.
I was not.
Yes, you were.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, it is the question part of the program. Each one of these couples are trying to win a $2,000 mattress from our friends at Portland Mattress Makers, South Willow Street in Manchester, Route 1 in Portsmouth, or online at portlandmattressmakers.com. Here we go.
I'm nervous.
I am nervous.
Question number one is, what will your spouse say was the last thing you argued about? What will your spouse say was the last thing you argued about?
That couple's going to say nothing.
Yeah.
We don't argue. We argue about not arguing because we don't want to argue.
That's William and Victoria. They'll say, back in 1989.
Yeah,
that's okay, though.
And I was one.
That's okay.
You're a little younger, Greg.
Sorry.
Greg's really bad with ages. Yeah, very bad.
I skew it older because that's just me. All right. Does everybody have their answer?
No.
Okay.
Come on.
All right.
You can do
this. What will your spouse say was the last thing you argued about?
They're all blank?
While you're writing, I'll tell you, if you asked me what my... I don't know as though I could remember. Like, we don't have
isn't
those kind
swearing?
Of arguments. It wasn't an argument.
Okay.
We don't get to the point where we yell. It just gets quiet.
Which argue, isn't bicker? Like
necessarily a healthy either, some would say. Hmm. You know.
Yeah, I didn't clean the litter
boxes.
You
know, home much?
Yeah. What ice cream sandwiches?
Was ice cream sandwiches was probably the last thing
you argued about. Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
I sneezed during the show.
Yeah?
I just sneezed. It was an important part of the show, so we had to rewind it.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh.
All right.
That was an argument.
Wow.
Sorry.
My bad.
Look at my bad.
We're still waiting. I need an answer. You need to write
nothing. Something. Yeah,
something
you could write down.
Just nothing to have as an answer.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, isn't that just the perfect relationship?
Hey, Scotty. All right.
Remember when we told you that the show goes on time?
I know.
Everybody's relationship
is different. Honestly, if you and Val never fought, wouldn't you be kind of tired of that?
Well, we don't fight. Like that. We disagree, and it gets quiet, and then we definitely are on different sides of the fence, but that's just me. I fight with you. I don't want to go home and fight.
Yeah.
So the last thing I want to do is fight.
I think our last argument was because I left the kid's scooter and tricycle in the house when he's not home, and as soon as they see his car pull in, I make them hide all the bikes and scooters, and he caught us.
Yeah, too bad. Yeah.
Riding bikes in the
all
house.
Right. Everybody good?
It's winter.
Right. Everybody's good.
Outside.
That's question number one. Okay, here's question number two. What is the oddest location that you've ever made whoopee?
Whoopee.
Oh, I like confident answers over
I'm guessing
here.
Water.
You know what's great is that I'm going to love it if they have two different answers.
That wasn't me.
Huh?
That wasn't me.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear that during that question.
What is the oddest location? Oh, wow.
There's some good answers over here.
My wife and I call that pre-you. Like, that was pre you, before you. Oh. What is the oddest location you've ever made whoopee?
They all did that.
Everybody
one quick.
Did. Okay, everybody good.
That was an easy one.
Next question. Question number three here in the Buzz Newlywed Game, brought to you by Portland Mattress Makers.
Online?
PortlandMattressMakers.com.
Thank you.
If you won $1,000, what would your spouse do with the money?
What would he do?
Yes, what would he do?
What would your spouse do with the money? The $1,000, because you know me, right? $1,000, I'm thinking like, okay, let's go to
You're going to get a camera.
Go to the camera store, right?
You're that's going to
you know? Valerie would be like, you know, well, let's pay down the kids' college loans. Or let's get the kids some. I'd be like, let's get me something. How about me?
I'd be like, I'm paying down bills. And he would say, oh, the guitar store has
a sit. Yeah. Exactly.
How about we get some ice cream sandwiches?
Yeah. This time. We're still writing. Okay. I like the fact that they kind of fan themselves with their cards.
Well, no. Well,
I know.
It's the
I know.
Dry.
I get it. But I think she's fanning herself. I think you're fanning
yourself.
It was
hard. I only had glossy sided paper. So okay.
All right. Are you ready? Is everybody ready?
It wasn't in the budget to buy
Everybody's in now for question number four. After this, we bring the gentleman in and we see how they do. This is round one.
Yes,
of
and then
two rounds.
After the break, we'll come back for round two.
What candy bar would your spouse choose to describe your style of lovemaking?
Oh, wow.
Laura wrote that.
And I gave examples.
Yes,
have
you did.
Multiple choice.
Well,
I gave examples. Candy bars.
Candy bars, like Zero. Payday, Mounds. That's
how about Snickers?
Okay, that's...
I don't want any giggling.
Well, this is not a funny matter.
Take five.
Take five. Take five is a good one.
Take five.
Marathon bar. Nobody even remembers that one. All right, anyway, so those are just some, some answers right there. What candy bar would your spouse choose to describe your style of lovemaking? Okay. All right. So then you have to arrange your answers.
Yep.
Okay. So that the first one you reveal is the first question. What candy bar would your spouse choose to describe your style of lovemaking? I'm waiting for them to
Milky
finish.
Way, like you're out in the galaxy.
That's not
Gizmo
what
said the solo bar.
Is there a solo bar?
Those were delicious.
I don't know what a solo bar is.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Okay. All right. Scrumdiddlyicious.
Whatchamacallit.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
What do you mean by that?
That's a good one. So we're just waiting here. The gentlemen are out in the cigar bar outside. They're actually sitting there.
Can you imagine?
Okay, are we all good? Is everybody?
I think we're good. She's writing her last one down. Okay. We're going to arrange those cards.
Whoops. It's the perfect bar.
And then,
all right. Okay, so Laura is now going to outside. Kayla's going to go get the gentlemen and bring them in. And can we shift everybody a little bit this way? Because I can't see. I want to be able to see. That would be great.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it looks like.
All right, so the ladies have answered the questions. Okay. Bringing the gentlemen in, and we're going to see. This is not easy. This is not easy, you know?
I couldn't make it the easiest question.
No,
in the world.
I know. I'm not suggesting that you should.
They're not like, what color is their eyes?
Not suggesting that you should.
It's a $2,000 mattress.
Okay.
What color?
So, gentlemen, the ladies have answered four questions. We are now going to ask you, we're going to ask you the same questions, okay? And when we ask the gentlemen the questions, make sure that the mics are right up close to you and speak up, okay, so we can hear your answers, all right? And we're going to do one couple at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd like Laura to have the microphone on the woman. And Kayla have the microphone on the guy, so we can hear both of their reactions. Okay.
You want to start this way?
Sure. So we're going to start with William and Victoria.
Correct.
Okay. William, here's the question. What will your spouse say was the last thing you cute little couple... What is the last thing, William, that you argued about?
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
This is taking him...
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
They don't argue.
Right.
Because we're so in love.
Nothing. There's nothing wrong
with that. I never said we never argue. We're just always in sync. When we argue, we're still in sync.
Do you get a period too?
Scotty doesn't. He's standing behind
I have emotions
like,
too.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, good
it's
for you. Yeah,
a
he's a heavy flow. Wow, that's nice. That's great. That is awesome. Yeah,
she means tears.
All right. So the question is, what will your spouse say was the last thing you argued about?
That would be the last thing I remember that we quibbled about.
It doesn't mean you don't love her, William. Relax.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, it's hard to say. Yeah. The last thing I would say was last night when she sniffed at me when we were emptying the trash. No, that's not what you went with, is it?
What, now here is, Victoria, when you show us the card, okay? What did you, don't show him the answer to the second card, just the first card.
No, this is just the
answer. Oh, okay.
And it was him taking a picture of me last night.
Oh,
two quibbles last night.
What kind of picture are you?
I completely blanked on the trash.
So you forgot that.
How did you forget that?
I want to know about the picture. We all want to know about the picture.
I remember the picture.
Never mind.
Looks like it's one of those pictures.
I like you guys more and more every minute.
Can I see your cell phone? Can I look at pictures?
He did not take
brave,
the picture because...
If you're brave,
okay.
You absolutely can. But what picture? I'm stuck on this picture.
Last night after the shower in the bedroom.
It was you, right?
It was you. Scotty is sitting here going, yes, yes.
This is awesome.
This is before lotion or after lotion?
I'm afraid to leave the mic.
Oh my God, this is amazing. This is great.
Everybody's having fun with this, but I'm still really lost.
Okay. So, we're going to move over now. The next couple here. Okay.
We're going to come back to you guys later.
Now, this is Chris and Crystal.
Chris and Crystal.
Was this before lotion?
Okay.
I was ready for somebody to yell hand job.
They're going at it over there. All right. I love it. Okay. So, Chris and Crystal, what will your spouse say was the last thing you argued about?
I'm going to have to go with something to do with finances.
Crystal, what if you raise your sheet there?
Money!
That's a match! Okay, alright. Meanwhile, they're still fighting, which is just great.
I still get a kick out of you. You mean before lotion?
No, that's great. Whoa. I love it. Okay, so now we go. Let me see here. We're gonna go over to Joe and Phil.
I feel important.
Yeah.
Chris and Rachel.
Okay. You both have microphones, so
we have control issues.
Hold the microphone up, right, real close.
Okay. Really close.
So the question,
really close.
Chris, is what will she say was the last thing you argued about?
Getting a puppy.
Getting a puppy.
Oh, I want a puppy.
All right, let's see what Rachel wrote. Getting a dog.
Look at you.
Getting a dog. That's a match.
He won.
Are you keeping score, Scotty?
Yep.
Okay. Good. All right. Here we go.
I gave him a job.
Thank you. All right. So here we go. Last.
Before lotion.
Sorry. All right.
This is the best.
All right. Okay. So last but not least, here. Hold on. I'm having trouble keeping track of my couples here.
All right.
So here we go. What will your spouse say was the last thing that you argued about?
Last night, trying to fix the light in the bathroom.
It's always something to do with bed.
Whoopee! Oh. No, that's not a match. The whoopee's good, but that's not a match. It's always something to do with bed. Well, your dog's chewed a hole in it. Wow. Didn't it?
That's gonna be awesome.
Sorry, it's gonna be about something in the bed. All right. So, Scotty, what do we got for a score?
Chris and Rachel have one, and Chris and Crystal have one also.
Okay.
So everybody else, zero.
All right. So William and Victoria do not have a match, and Joe and Felicia do not have a match, correct?
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
All right. So now what we're going to do is, what are we going to do, switch? Oh, we got another question, right?
There's four questions.
Next question, sorry. I get so excited about the timeline. Next question.
You forgot to put on your
what is the oddest location that you have made whoopee?
Front seat of the car.
Pre-lotion.
Front seat. Oh, look at the face! He said front seat of the car immediately. She said...
Target bathroom!
I'm never using the bathroom in Target again.
No. Well, no, I mean, if we're going for...
It's an odd location.
It is an odd location.
The front seat was an odd scenario.
I love it. That is great.
Let's move on to Chris and Crystal.
Great. These two are fun.
Chris and Crystal. What's the oddest location? Chris.
Without a doubt, the emergency room.
The emergency room. Whoa. Let's see what Crystal wrote.
Jeez.
The ER.
ER.
Wow.
Time out. I just got a couple of questions.
Let's follow up.
Was one of you in the... Were you being there or were you visiting?
No, I was there sick.
And it didn't bother. It just didn't. Yeah. Just got to turn.
Whatever medication they gave me made me want to make whoopee.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome. Wow. So, okay. Yeah. Great. That's fun. Good for you.
I tried to get a hold of that medication.
Yeah. We just dosing her every day.
That's funny. Call Bill Cosby. All right. Here we go. Now we're going to get another complaint from that guy.
Nothing.
God's sake. That's great.
Forward to roadkill. Morning buzz.
Pops. Chris and Rachel. Chris and Rachel, what's the oddest, Chris, the oddest location you ever made whoopee?
I'd have to say the stairs on a fire tower.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. It's common. We've all done it.
I mean, I'm into this right now. It's a lot of fun.
Who hasn't done it?
Rachel. Yeah. Okay. Rachel. Let's see what she says. Fire tower.
Wow.
There you go.
Nice job, guys.
Very nice. Okay.
Get through it.
Joe, oddest location you've ever made the whoop?
That would be on the deck at my buddy Kevin's house.
Sorry, on the deck at his friend's house. Hello.
We studied that one.
That was on the questionnaire.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty funny. All right. Nicely done. Nicely done. Scotty, what do we got for a score?
Joe and Felicia have one. Chris and Rachel have two. Chris and Crystal have two. William and Victoria.
I'm lotion.
You should talk to Ryan Russman.
The couple that finishes each other's sentences.
You're still so in perfect. It.
You're still in it. Okay. Yep. Next question. If you won $1,000, what would your spouse do with the money? Meaning you. So the
what
gentleman.
Would you do?
Yeah. What would you do? You win $1,000. What does she think you're going to do with that money? That's the question.
All right. So does it have to be like a specific item or something? Or
what would you do with $1,000?
What would you do with $1,000?
Spend it on my family is typically it.
Oh boy!
Oh,
since that's not the just in my defense, because normally it's well, you never do anything for yourself.
William,
it's busy spending it for everybody
William,
else.
Yeah. William, yeah, I'm right there with you. Okay, but don't judge. You're, it's fine. It's fine. She doesn't think so, though.
What did you write this time?
What did you write?
Electronics.
Electronics. I mean, a man after my own heart. It's a man after my own heart. That's what we want.
Oh, these two are making me anxious. William.
I'm buying TV shows for myself. That's my splurge.
That's perfectly fine. I don't want you guys to. I want you to get along. Okay.
If not, you guys talk to Ryan Russman.
Okay.
Yeah. He's good.
He helped me with mine.
All right. All right. Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
If you won $1,000, what would your spouse, meaning you, want to do with it?
She would have wrote probably something for my truck or my motorcycle accessories or something.
Okay. Truck or motorcycle accessories. Buy accessories for his truck. Look at you guys.
Yay! These two are quiet, but they've got it. They're very quiet. There's not much enthusiasm, excitement. They're just going to be like, come to, there you go.
Victoria's over here thinking she's going to elbow you. She's going to elbow you in a second. Okay. Chris and Rachel. All right. So what are you going to do? You're going to spend $1,000. What are you going to spend the money on, according to Rachel, Chris?
Oh, my mind's going.
You've got to.
I know, my mind's going blank right now.
Don't tell me what to do, woman. Yeah. I know that. I know that. Okay. Valerie would answer this and split like a heartbeat.
Come on, I know exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody knows.
I need an answer.
Go on vacation.
Vacation. $1,000 on vacation. Okay, good.
Well.
That's not a promising face that she just made.
Because $1,000 isn't much, so, not really.
Obviously, you don't work in radio, okay? Hold it right up. Hold it close to you. Okay. Oh, what do you say? What does it say?
Scratch tickets.
Scratchies.
$1,000 on scratchies?
Wow. Yes, well, you could double them.
I can do groceries for a year and radio for $1,000.
Joe. Joe and Felicia, you won $1,000. What does she think you're going to spend it on?
We practiced this one. We studied.
Oh.
We practiced this one.
I'd probably just put it in the bank. I don't think anything I'd be buying.
I love Felicia's face.
Food. You always buy food.
Food.
I buy food even when I don't win $1,000.
Man, we are living in the eye roll capital of the world right here in the Buzz Studios.
She's got a loud one,
gotta
too.
Love that. That is awesome.
I'm guessing that
you didn't remember practicing?
No.
Okay. The score, Scotty?
Joe and Felicia, 1. Chris and Rachel, 2. Chris and Crystal, 3. And the perfect couple is still working on it.
Okay. All right. Still perfect. Don't let
this get you down. And then we'll come back for the...
Right. You can go 4-for-4 in the next round, right? All right, here we go. Back to William and Victoria. Last question. What candy bar would your spouse choose to describe your style of lovemaking?
Yeah.
Multiple choice?
Well, we gave some examples. Like,
I don't think we want to give any examples at this point.
It's a candy bar.
What candy bar, you know, would your spouse choose to describe your style of lovemaking, William?
I want to say Toblerone or Snickers.
What? Well, Toblerone's a very classy...
Toblerones, they sell the long ones.
Yes, oh, I understand.
Wow. They've got nuts.
Yes, and they're triangle shape. And they're
so
very...
you get multiple pieces.
And it's fine chocolate from Switzerland.
Multiple pieces.
I want to say Toblerone. Please tell me you say a Toblerone.
I wish I thought Toblerone.
What did she write?
Mom!
Hey, dude, I love where your head is at, though. That was pretty cool.
What does that mean?
Was creative. What? Toblerone. First thing I thought of was, that's a triangle. That's a triangle.
You don't know.
But everything you said is true. Okay, here we go. Are you ready? This is...
These two back here are hugging each other going,
Chris
well,
and
you know.
Crystal.
I love your Toblerone.
Chris was relentless over the years in pursuing Crystal. This was relentless. Today would be stalking. Today, back then, though, it was love and beautiful. Choose the candy bar that you your spouse would choose to describe your lovemaking.
I really don't know. I'm just going to go with her favorite candy bar, which is a Mounds.
Mounds. Mounds! Wow!
Yeah.
No, that's a win. I hit the wrong button. I don't know what Mounds says, though. I don't. What does it say about them? Oh, the Mounds. Yeah, I know what they are, hon. I know. I can see that. But I mean, okay.
Oh.
Your style of lovemaking.
Obviously
okay.
Not, Greg. Because I can see that.
Okay. All right. Okay. We go to Chris and Rachel. All right.
This was a tough.
This is tough.
It is a tough one.
This is a tough one.
So many delicious candy bars. What do you think, Chris? What do you think she wrote? Style of lovemaking.
Kit Kat.
That makes absolutely no sense to me.
Yep.
But it doesn't mean it does to her.
Yep.
All right.
Because that's actually my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. Why I said it's the only thing.
She said, wow. Kit Kat. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm sitting there, I'm thinking like, you know, do you bite across the floor things? You don't do that. You got to break it off one piece at a time.
The middle's good.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I'm all about the layers.
Oh, and see, I love it. The layer. That's what she said. That's great. Last question for the first round to Joe and Felicia. Candy bar, would your spouse choose to describe your style of lovemaking, Joe?
Having trouble picking a candy bar for my style of lovemaking, I'm just going to go with a Reese's. Obviously, that's not.
Her face. Felicia's face is
Mounds. What?
The Mounds. Everybody went with the Mounds.
I like my Mounds.
Obviously, you guys gave them the example of Mounds, and everybody just went with it.
I think. I love that. You like my Mounds. Yeah. Yes.
Joe,
yes.
Don't you like
we all do. We love it. All right. So, what's the score at the end of round one?
Joe and Felicia have 1. Chris and Rachel have 3. Chris and Crystal have 4, and the perfect couple are still trying to look for something on the board.
Okay.
All
right, we're going to take
a
little break.
Sync.
We got to take a little break.
We got to do news.
Why don't you guys go out and talk?
Don't make out.
Hold each other. We got the next round of questions coming up. Someone's going to win a $2,000 mattress from Portland Mattress Makers here on The Buzz. All right, we'll be right back. Nice hand for everybody.
Very nice. We'll be right back.